This is Spinal Tap News, bringing you what's news in the field of physical therapy in 30 minutes or less. Covering research, neuro, orthopedics, legislation, state updates, geriatrics, sports, acute care, pediatrics, cardiopulmonary, education, home health, oncology, women's health, and everything else we forgot to mention.
Numbers will go to 11.
You don't have hours to scour the internet for what's news in PT. And that's where we come in. This is Spinal Tap News from the brewers of the PT Pinecast, live from the Spinal Tap Newsroom with your host, Jimmy McKay.
This is Spinal Tap News, brewed by the PT Pinecast. Short enough for your drive into class or clinic, strong enough to change your profession. We head first to news at the very top of the American Physical Therapy Association. Physical therapist Justin Moore has been elected CEO of the APTA. Moore, an APTA staff veteran with more than 20 years' experience in physical therapy, advocacy, and public affairs, was named the new chief executive officer of the organization in June. Sharon Dunn, APTA president, stated that the selection of Moore received overwhelming support from the APTA board of directors. Moore officially began his CEO role on July 1st. Elsewhere at APTA News, on June 6th, the American Physical Therapy Association launched a public education campaign in response to the nation's opioid abuse epidemic. In episode 92 of the PT Pinecast, Jason Bellamy, the Vice President of Strategic Communication and Alliances for the APTA, revealed some startling facts that prompted the campaign. In 2012, there were enough opioid prescriptions written for every American adult to have their own bottle of pills. The CDC is urging healthcare providers to reduce the use of opioids in favor of safe alternatives like physical therapy. The APTA will also be working in larger contact with the White House working group related to opioids. Those who want to support the campaign on social media can use the hashtag ChoosePT and follow at MoveForwardPT on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. To find out more about the ChoosePT campaign, tune into episode 92 of the PT Pinecast. Students changing the face of the physical therapy profession. The 2015-2016 Pittsburgh Marquette Challenge raised over $350,000. The annual challenge is a grassroots fundraising effort coordinated and carried out by PT and PTA students across the country to support the Foundation for Physical Therapy's mission, which is to fund and publicize physical therapy research and develop the next generation of researchers. This year at the National Student Conclave, the Foundation will be holding their own PT Pub Night event on Thursday, October 27th. For every early RSVP to the event, the foundation will receive a $1 donation. To RSVP to that event, check out the PT Pinecast Facebook page. You've got to catch them all. A new way to get kids to PT. Doctors at children's hospitals around the country are using Pokemon Go to help get young patients to participate in their physical therapy. The game, which allows players to capture digital creatures through a cell phone app, is taking the world by storm. You can download Pokemon Go for Apple and Android devices. On to PT legislation. Legal protection for sports PTs who cross state lines is getting closer to being signed. A bipartisan bill that helps protect healthcare providers who travel with sports teams now includes physical therapists in the lists of covered professions and is poised to move on for consideration by the Energy and Commerce Committee and eventually the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives. The bill aims to provide added legal protection for sports medicine professionals when they're traveling with professional, college, or national sports teams by extending the provider's home state malpractice and professional liability insurance to any other state the team may visit. Louisiana now gets direct access. On June 6th, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards signed SB 291, which allows physical therapists to treat without a referral or previous medical diagnosis for up to 30 calendar days, a significant improvement over what had been one of the most restrictive direct access laws in the country. After 30 days, a direct access patient must be referred to a physician, dentist, podiatrist, or chiropractor if there is no measurable or documented functional improvement. Physical therapist Christina Fauchot, the LPTA legislative chair, said the passage of SB 291 and allowing the citizens of Louisiana to choose physical therapy directly was by far the most widely debated bill of the 2016 legislative session. Getting the picture with PT, the APTA Orthopedic Section's Imaging Special Interest Group has released a white paper on PTs and imaging that serves as not only a history of the issue, but as a roadmap for advocating on behalf of expanded imaging privileges charges for physical therapists. Wisconsin physical therapists acquired the ability to order x-rays this past April. As if billing wasn't complex enough, with the release of a new proposed physician fee schedule for 2017, the Center for Medicaid and Medicaid Services is giving physical therapists their first glimpse of a coding system that acknowledges varying levels of complexity in evaluations. Though, for now, there is no difference in payment rates among those levels, and no changes from the 2016 rates. Instead, CMS is calling for educational efforts to train PTs on how to appropriately use the new system. In addition, CMS continues its review of potentially misvalued codes, which includes 10 commonly used physical therapy codes. Getting to the point with dry needling. Tennessee gains the right to dry needle. In July 2016, Tennessee physical therapists regained the right to dry needle after a 2014 opinion statement by the Tennessee Attorney General declared that dry needling was not within the scope of practice for physical therapists, and a change in legislation would be required. Physical therapist Joe Black stated, "Unfortunately, in June of 2014, the Tennessee Attorney General ruled that dry needling was outside the scope of practice for physical therapy. It then became necessary to pursue a legislative agenda to change the Practice Act. As of July 1st of this year, physical therapists in Tennessee can now perform dry needling." In North Carolina, the battle continues. This past April, a judge dismissed all of the North Carolina Acupuncture Licensure Board's claims against physical therapy and the North Carolina Physical Therapy Association. Their battle began in 2013 when the North Carolina acupuncturists filed cease and desist letters against several members of the NCPTA. However, within days of the dismissal, new legal proceedings were filed with the same intent to stop PTs in North Carolina from performing dry needling services. For more information on this issue and how you can help the North Carolina Physical Therapy Association, visit their website at ncpt.org. On August 2nd, physical therapists across the state of Washington gathered at the Department of Health to support dry needling. The Sunrise Review, meant to inform the Department of Health on benefits of dry needling, how it can help patients, and why it should be included in the State Practice Act for Physical Therapists, is the first step of many to reinstating physical therapists' right to dry needle in Washington. Washington PTs lost their right to dry needle in a ruling handed down in 2014 that was heavily supported by acupuncturists. Going across healthcare, the American Medical Association recommends the removal of pain as the fifth vital sign. The AMA, the nation's largest medical society, recommended that pain be removed as the fifth vital sign in professional medical standards, a move critics say will make it even more difficult for pain sufferers to have their pain properly diagnosed and treated. Delegates at the annual meeting of the AMA in Chicago also passed several other resolutions aimed at reducing opioid prescribing and increasing access to addiction treatment. On Tuesday, July 12th, the Senate Finance Committee held a hearing to discuss potential changes to the Stark Law, which bars physician self-referral for Medicare services. The hearing follows the release of a white paper titled "Why Stark? Why Now?" The Stark Law prohibits physicians from referring Medicare patients for services or facilities in which the physician has a financial interest, but it contains a loophole for referrals for in-office ancillary services, physical therapy, anatomic pathology, radiation oncology, and advanced diagnostic imaging. The APTA has long advocated for the elimination of this loophole. Legislative action should be seen on the Stark Law by the end of 2016. On June 22nd, the federal government announced their largest ever Medicare fraud sweep, a takedown that involves 301 individuals connected to alleged fraudulent billing totaling $900 million. Among the cases involving physical therapy were five individuals in New York charged with illegal activities involving some $86 million in fraudulent physical therapy and occupational therapy claims. According to a Department of Justice press release, the individuals under indictment in this case filled a network of Brooklyn clinics they controlled with patients by paying bribes and kickbacks. Once at the clinics, these patients were subjected to medically unnecessary therapy. The defendants are alleged to have used over a dozen shell companies to launder the money they received from Medicare. Increasing functionality in Medicare appeals. In response to pressure to do something about a growing backlog of Medicare appeals, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services has proposed a new rule that it hopes will make the system more functional. The proposed rule seeks two major changes to the Medicare appeals process. The first update would allow the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to select certain cases to be precedential, meaning that the rulings would be binding on all future decisions. The second major proposal would allow senior attorneys to serve as attorney adjudicators, with the power to issue decisions in circumstances in which an appeal does not require a hearing, is dismissed, or needs to be remanded for more information.
This is the PT Pinecast. Physical Therapy Day of Service is October 15th, 2016. Join fellow members of the PT profession around the world in a day of service to our communities. Here is what people who have already pledged have to say.
My name is Rachel German. This year we're introducing some competition to PT Day of Service initiatives across Wisconsin's DPT and PTA programs. We're handing out two awards, one for highest turnout and one for most innovative idea. Huge shout out to the Kentucky Corps Ambassador for this idea. We want some lively competition to help this movement spread statewide and involve as many students as possible. As a SIG, we support PT Day of Service because we believe this can help bring the profession together, both as students and clinicians, to better our community.
Pledge your support for the physical therapy profession online at ptdayofservice.com. PT Day of Service, October 15th. This is Spinal Tap News from the brewers of the PT Pinecast, live from the Spinal Tap Newsroom with your host, Jimmy McKay.
Looking at physical therapy research, researchers at the Cleveland Clinic are ready to begin human testing on the use of deep brain stimulation for stroke patients. Deep brain stimulation is currently a surgical option for patients with Parkinson's disease, essential tremor, dystonia, and tremor due to multiple sclerosis. During deep brain stimulation surgery, electrodes are implanted within the brain to deliver electrical impulses. The deep brain stimulation offers patients relief from tremors, rigidity, slowness of movement, stiffness, and may help balance issues associated with their conditions. The stimulation can be adjusted as patients' conditions change over time. A study about PT and the length of hospital stays. The University of Kentucky researchers published findings in the Journal of the American Medical Association that determined a protocol providing physical therapy to ICU patients with acute respiratory failure did not shorten hospital length of stay. The study, which is the largest to date on this topic, reversed the findings from an earlier pilot study. Dr. Peter Morris, corresponding author for the study, cautions against abandoning all exploration of the concept, however. He says, "I'm optimistic that some form of therapy can provide some long-term benefit to patients on life support." Another recently published study finds that physical therapy is essential in reducing 30-day hospital readmission rates. How do you do it? Put a PT on a discharge team. The study, published online in an unedited draft form by the Physical Therapy Journal, tracked 398 neurology, neurosurgery, and general surgery patients at a level 1 trauma center, assigning them to one of two discharge teams, one with the PT and one without. Researchers then followed the patients for 5 months, and their finding, hospitals with interdisciplinary discharge teams that did not include a PT had a 30-day readmission rate that is 3.8 times higher than facilities that included PTs on the team. The PT participation group included 250 patients, and the PT absent group included 148. This month's buzzword, Zika. The Zika virus. There are now more than 10,000 confirmed Zika cases in the United States, according to the CDC. This includes 2,279 cases in the continental U.S. and more than 8,000 cases in U.S. territories. The first local spread of Zika virus through infected mosquitoes in the continental U.S. occurred in Miami, Florida in late July. Zika can be transmitted through mosquito bites from a pregnant woman to her fetus, sexual intercourse, and blood transfusion. Zika infection during pregnancy can cause a serious birth defect called microcephaly that is a sign of incomplete brain development.
This is What the Healthier.
Yay!
Stories from the lighter side of the news desk. Things that make you scratch your head and say, what the hell?
It's now time for the segment of the show called What the Hell Theater. We scour the internet to bring you the stories that make you scratch your head and say, what the hell? A youthful look with a mouthpiece? If you're searching for that youthful look, forget expensive surgery or dangerous therapies, Japan has the answer, and it's as simple as a mouthpiece. Just pop the colorful Papago mouthpiece into your mouth, clench your jaw, and breathe in and out. This will apparently start training and tightening your cheek and jaw muscles, helping to offset the signs of aging and bringing a fresher, youthful look back again to your cheeks for the low, low price of just $36. Are you gender biased? Australians are about to learn how fussy some people are about their genders. Queensland's University of Technology and three other sponsors have created an online preference survey that asks participants to decide among 33 different genders. Since gender is, according to the World Health Organization, socially constructed, male and female are clear enough, but only where identity matches plumbing. Otherwise, it's trans or transsexual, or else the more complicated bigender, omnigender, polygender, pangender, intergender, gender fluid, cisgender, trigender, demigender, gender nonconforming, non-binary, non-gender, and a few others. And bouncing baby boys? Well, hopefully not. India has outlawed the baby-tossing religious test popular among Hindus and Muslims in rural villages. But a New York Times report in July suggests that parents were still allowing surrogates to drop their newborn infants from 30 feet up and awaiting the gods' blessing for a prosperous, healthy life. In all cases, according to the report, the gods come through and a bedsheet appears below to catch the baby. Those were the stories that made us scratch our head and say, "What the hell?" this month.
We scour the internet to find the stories that make you say, "What the hell?" This was another installment of What the Hell Theater. This is Spinal Tap News from the brewers of the PT Pinecast, live from the Spinal Tap Newsroom with your host, Jimmy McKay.
For more information about all of the stories that you heard here, including links to articles and papers, check out ptpinecast.com. Thanks for joining us on our Spinal Tap News, brewed by the PT Pinecast. Our executive producers are Rachel German and Megan Zuellen. I'm your host, Jim McKay.
Follow us on Twitter at PT Pinecast and online at ptpinecast.com. It's like TMZ, except with way more important information. And no Miley Cyrus. Okay, it's not like TMZ at all. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.